Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous. Welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is session number 47. And if you don't know me already, my name is Jessica and I'm a French teacher, native French teacher, now based in Melbourne, Australia. And for the last episode of the year, we're going to do some grammaire. See, I'm doing rhymes today. And I'm going to answer a question from Sinead. I hope I pronounce your name well, otherwise my apologies for this. Sinead sent me a little review and a little question. I'm going to start by reading you her message. So she says, "Hello Jessica, I really enjoy your podcast. Thanks a lot. I have an exam coming up and I have been re-listening to all the episodes. You make so much sense, especially compared to my teacher. Mm-hmm. This mistake I always seem to make is always is using the imperfect and perfect the wrong way around. I understand that the imperfect is for ongoing actions and the perfect is for interruptions, but I still seem to get confused when I'm writing it. It would be very useful if you could talk about this in one of your episodes." D'accord. Thank you, and thank you for your excellent website and resources. It is very kind of you to make this free to the public. Sinead. Well, so this is a very common source of confusion for students, even more advanced ones. Sometimes they struggle between choosing between the imperfect and the perfect, which I actually call the imparfait for imperfect and the passé composé for the perfect. I'm not going to teach you how to do that. I'm just going to focus on the difference there. I plan to make a resource with the detailed explanations about this and some exercises, actually to create a full course explaining the French verbs in the future, because they are a major headache for students of French. But I don't know when that will be because of the baby coming, and I'm also currently working on phonetic course at the moment, and that takes so much time. I wanted it to be ready and launched for the end of the year. That was my goal, but there's no way this can happen. So yes, I'm getting a bit behind my own schedule, but no pressure anyway. So yes, first of all, what I want to say is that when students tell me, "Oh, can you go over the passé composé versus imparfait with me?" and I ask them, "What do you think you understand about it?" they often answer, "Oh, imparfait is for actions that continue, and passé composé are more actions that are finished." Well, that's one of the answers I hear, and to this I say no, because they are both past tenses, so they can't be continuing. It's not going on anymore. They're both finished, right? I also hear, "Well, the imparfait is an action that lasts for a long time, and the passé composé for a short time." Again, wrong, because how do you assess that? You're going to see with the example that follow that that doesn't really work like that. Sinead, you've been mentioning ongoing action versus interruption, so that is one of the difference indeed. That's not the full rule, and so here we go about the way that I try to explain it in the most simplified way. First, so don't keep in mind that both tenses are past tenses, okay? The imparfait is used for description. So you cannot use passé composé for description. Well, you need to understand what I mean by description, because if you relate facts that have happened, to some extent, everything is more or less a description. Okay, but what I mean by description is description of a person, for example, the physical appearance of the personality. If I talk about like my grandmother, I can say she was old but intelligent, and she had white hair. Donc elle était vieille mais elle était intelligente, elle avait les cheveux blancs. This is a description of the person. It can also be description of a place, like the holiday house we rented was sitting just in front of the beach. That would be translated with the imparfait in French. So, look, a place, description. Think of a landscape as well. If you're describing what you see from the top of the Eiffel Tower, so there were long streets and boulevards and a lot of traffic jams, and I could see the Tour Montparnasse and the Sacré-Cœur in the distance. All this is a description of the place. Imparfait would be used. It can also be a description of the weather. So yesterday it was raining and this morning the sun was shining, but now it's raining again, for example. It can be description of like anything, like an animal, a dish, like my pizza had pineapple on it, and it also had tomatoes and sliced mushrooms. You're describing your pizza imparfait. It can be also a description of the time. So when you say it was 2 o'clock, il était 2 heures, or a reference to time. So it was in 2000, when I was little, when I was 5 years old, when I was five years old. Don't forget that when you state your age, you need to use avoir in French. So quand j'avais 5 ans. Yes, what else do you describe? Ah, yeah, so the state or the condition of something. For example, yesterday I was very happy because it was my birthday. It's not true. So I was very happy is a description of the state of mind. Or I didn't know what to think. It's also description of what's happening in your mind. So the absence of knowledge here. A description of the condition of something. Like if you want to say, and here we'll have both tenses. So usually I go to work, usually I drive to work. That's the present of habit, the general present. Usually I drive to work, but yesterday I went by a bus because my car was broken. Yesterday I went by bus, we're going to say it was a one-off event, that's going to be the passé composé. Because my car was broken, this is a description of the state, the condition of the car. So this part, ma voiture était en panne, would be the imparfait. Okay, so that's what I mean by description. Now, both tenses, passé composé and imparfait, are often like found together. Like if you read the text in the past, you will see both tenses because they are used with different functions to it. So the imparfait sets all the scenes and it's used for description. Now, one other key difference is passé composé will be for one-off or occasional action, and the imparfait would be for the repetition, something that happens multiple times in the past. So for example, if I say, and I use the passé composé, if I say quand j'étais petite, so when I was little, and here there's no question, it's going to be the imparfait because that's a reference to time, that's a description of the time. Quand j'étais petite, je suis allée en vacances en Italie. Je suis allée en vacances en Italie. I went on holidays in Italy. I use the passé composé because it may have been just once or a couple of times, but it was like it was very occasional. This is to be put in contrast with quand j'étais petite, still the imparfait there because we're like making a reference to time when I was little. J'allais en vacances en Italie. J'allais en vacances en Italie by using the imparfait. I tell whoever is listening to me that it happened many times. It was actually a habit. So maybe every year, maybe every holiday even. Here we don't know. But that can be translated by, so I was going on holiday to Italy, or I used to go on holiday to Italy, or I would go on holiday to Italy. So there are the three possible translations. And I think the most striking for me is to say, like, well, you used to do something. That's the imparfait that you're going to use. So when you're telling about childhood memories, that's typically the tense that you're going to be using, what you used to do as a child, imparfait. So again, passé composé, one-off or occasional, imparfait, used for the repetition. You also can have both tenses, like oppose, in sentences such as, I was depressed and sad and alone, and one day I met love. So here, I was depressed and sad and alone. It's a description of the situation as it used to be, and it's also a description of like my state of mind. For example, when I met love, or when I met Prince Charming, here we have a one-off action, and it's going to be the passé composé. In fact, you can see it as you can imagine it in your head, like a movie, and everything that sets the scene describes the background, the action that was going on would be the imparfait, because that's a description. And when, bam, something happens. So when this ongoing action is interrupted, altered, modified by something, that's when you use the passé composé, like kind of to break it. Another example would be like, I was walking in the street. See, like in a movie, you can, like, do you see me walking there? I was walking in the street, bam, when I slept on a banana peel. That's the passé composé here. Or, he was a very heavy smoker, so description of the situation. And one day he decided to quit. Passé composé there. So we still have the idea of the description of the what, how things used to be for the imparfait, and the what suddenly happens in the passé composé. When you're talking about your day, like if you ask what have you been doing today, and you said, you know, it's typical exercise in the French classroom. You say like, well, I woke up at 7, I had a shower, I had my breakfast. Donc, je me suis levée à 7 heures, j'ai pris une douche, j'ai mangé le petit déjeuner, blah, blah, blah. You're going to use the passé composé. Yeah, maybe you do that every day, but I mean, you were asked this morning, and this morning you not only did you do all of these actions once, but also we are talking about a succession of actions. So it's another thing. Passé composé is used for a succession of actions. And then I put my shoes on. Don't know why I say the shoes, because it's probably the last thing you put on. Like, I got dressed and I prepared to leave for work, and I took the tram. All of these actions will be stated in the passé composé. Voilà. So sometimes, as well, the choice doesn't really matter. Like sometimes, if you use the passé composé instead of the imparfait, it's going to be wrong, to be grammatically incorrect. Sometimes it doesn't matter, and it just changes the perspective of things. For example, I can say, donc je suis allée à l'université à Angers. So I went to uni in Angers. Of course, I went multiple times. Like I've been a student for 7 years, so I could also use the imparfait. But I choose here to use the passé composé just because on the chronological, on the timeline of my life, it was just one moment in my life. Like I was born, I grew up there, then I went to uni in Angers, and then I moved to China, and then I settled in Australia. So all of these are successions of actions that actually happened once. But I could also say, quand j'étais étudiante, when I was a student, imparfait, because reference to time, j'allais à l'université à Angers. So I used to go to uni in Angers. So here we can like see me go and go, like we're focusing on one period of time, and I do that like every weekday, basically. So I hope Sinead, and also you, and you, and you too, like you, the listeners, I hope this helps. My advice to you would be to read and pay attention to the use of the tenses. So to there are many books that are written in the past tenses. One that is very easily accessible is Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince. So yes, in The Little Prince, the instead of passé composé, the comment ça s'appelle, passé simple, so past historic is often used because that's how stories are often written. This past historic or historic past, I have a doubt, you can just substitute it for the passé composé, it's really the same. So pay attention to when that tense is used as opposed to when the imparfait is used. You can also grab one of your French textbooks because they're usually texts in the past tenses, like at the page of the lesson precisely with the passé composé or the imparfait, and just pay attention again with the way that I explain things to you, if you understand the use of each verb, or rather of each tense. And another good practice exercise that you can do as well is to write using the past tenses. So if you write about your childhood memories, you're more likely to use, as I had mentioned, the imparfait for things that you used to do. But then if you're relating an event that happened just once, like the day when you got lost in the supermarket or the day when you broke your leg on the ski slope, these would be most likely using the passé composé. If you write, that's another idea of something you can write, if you write your journal or like a diary entry, you will actually be using both tenses. So whatever belongs to the description, and then whatever belongs to like the description of what you were thinking, or how the weather was, or how things were going, and there will be a multiple of one-off events in that as well. So it's a very, very good exercise for you to do. If you need help with, if you would like me to look at a text that you've written, you can do that via my, I have an essay correction service that you can read about on my website. You can find it at frenchyourway.com.au/french-essay-correction. frenchyourway.com.au/french-essay-correction with hyphens or dashes in between each word. This link is in the show notes of this episode. So voilà, now I give you rendezvous next year, and I invite you to take a few minutes of your time to pause and to reflect on all that you've achieved in 2015. I'm sure there's a lot. I invite you to also be grateful for all the good things, for all the love and the people who have been a part of your life on that year in 2015. À bientôt. Merci and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.